Well, on this beautiful Arizona Saturday summer morning, we're wrapping up the topic of air conditioning with our Rosie certified experts from Green Valley Cooling and Heating, Bob Burkholder, Vice President of Sales, been with the firm 12 years.
Yes, 12 years, Rosie.
Firm celebrating 50 years.
50 years, that's pretty amazing.
And also joining us here in the studio is Mr. Steve Pascuso from Daikin North America. Steve, I appreciate you taking time out of your Saturday morning to come in the studio and visit with us.
My pleasure.
Give an education to our Arizona homeowners, what we try and do with education with a little entertainment. What's new in air conditioning? It's not building industries anymore. In my mind, it's building sciences. And there's so much that have come into the indoor air quality, air conditioning industry just within the last few years. What are you seeing as the real leading trends?
Well, it seems to me, Rosie, that the leading trends now are going into the variable refrigerant technology. So with Daikin's VRV Life systems, the compressors are variable, like we've talked about. Their newest product can now be matched up to replace two AC units where you had two furnaces and two coils in the home, and we can now put one outdoor unit and tie everything in together. Their technology monitors the flow of refrigerant and also the temperature of the refrigerant in the indoor coils and matching it with the fan speed that's needed to keep the home comfortable and use the least amount of power. That's really what's happening in our industry is that variable refrigerant technology.
Absolutely. What else are y'all working on at Daikin recently?
Yeah, and picking up with that, looking at the multi-zone approach where we have maybe several units in the house, and we have a new adaptive sensing technology whereby people in homes that had maybe a sensitivity to airflow draft with typical old wall units, no longer the case. So our new eMura, and that's spelled E-M-U-R-A. As a matter of fact, you can actually see a really good video on it at YouTube. So type in Daikin E-M-U-R-A at YouTube. And great technology. It's called a mapping technology. And whereby it actually monitors where the occupants are in the room and makes sure the airflow moves away from being blown on top of them. So, and that does it continuously 24/7. You can rearrange the furniture in a house 10 times an hour. It doesn't matter. So no more cold drafts, no more hot drafts, no more drying eyes. And that's functional in our new eMura wall unit and our new Vista cassette system that goes into a ceiling space.
Now, Bob, let me ask you this. When you're out assessing replacement of a unit, can we go from a central system, whether it's a roof-mounted package unit or a split system, can we go from that to a multi-zone mini-split system?
We can do anything you want to do, Rosie. Yes, we can.
Okay. So we're not just having to focus this equipment on new builds.
No.
We are currently working on a project down in Amado where that's exactly what we're doing. Steve had touched on earlier where we couldn't put a roof-mounted unit on this structure because the roof wouldn't hold it. And where the existing furnace was, there wasn't enough physical space for us to put a coil in a furnace that would work. Plus, there wasn't enough return ducting. So that's what we're doing there is the multi-zone systems where we're putting air handlers in different parts of the house to take care of it. So, yes, it can absolutely be done.
All right. Well, it is. I agree with you, Bob. It is the leading industry trend. For sure. The variable speed, the multi-zone component, and then you can really confuse things and throw in the Wi-Fi. You know, I have a few air conditioning friends that don't even like selling programmable thermostats to families with kids in it because they get more phone calls about this thing won't hold its setting. Well, maybe not. But Wi-Fi technology, I mean, where's that going in the industry?
It's everywhere. I mean, we are doing more and more things with our phones these days, right? Everything from, you know, video doorbells to other products in our home. And HVAC is following right along the same suit. So we have Daikin has a Wi-Fi wall-mounted thermostat called the Envy, E-N-V-I, Envy. And it actually works with our wall units and our slim duct units of all types. And we also have a Wi-Fi card that snaps into the new eMura kind of curved radiused wall unit, allowing you to control as many as 50 wall units with one app and one phone if you need to.
50?
50, yeah. As a matter of fact, we...
okay, that's good to know.
we're actually doing, and this is very apropos for the Tucson metro area, there are a lot of homeowners here that have condos, right? and they have the old pancake units in those condos
yes.
with an old, you know, Coleman type condenser that's
right.
10, 15, 20 years old. We have a direct replacement for that old system with a Daikin slim duct unit, fits right in that space with a match condenser, right? Very efficient, very high performance, very low energy consumption.
Well, Steve, I can't thank you enough for coming in. I appreciate your
thank
time.
You.
All right, Bob, we haven't given you a chance to give your company phone number and website out.
Wonderful. Yep. 520-625-1234 is our number. It's real hard to remember. We've had that for 50 years. So, and you can reach us at www.greenvalleycooling.com, Rosie.
All right. And again, celebrating 50 years. You're serving Vail, Sorita, and I-19
corridor down to Tubac as well, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate y'all being a Rosie Certified Partner. Y'all have been a great partner. We get a ton of positive feedback from your customer base and how happy they are that you're there and they can find you at rosieonthehouse.com. Thanks for the work y'all are doing.
Thank you, Rosie. We're happy to be a certified partner.
Folks, we appreciate y'all tuning in today. Hope this information on air conditioning, the different types of air conditioning, how those units ought to be maintained semi-annually, generally speaking, depending on what, regardless of the type of equipment it is. Get your equipment serviced. It's your indoor air quality. It's your indoor comfort, and it's worth the investment to keep it up. It's Rosie on the House. Don't get scared. We'll be back next week.